Readers Entertainment presents Book Lights, where we are shining the light on good books.
Welcome. My name is Deborah Parmley, and I am the host of the new show Book Lights, where we shine a light on good books. And tonight we're shining a light on Ariel Byrne, author of The Bonded by Blood Vampire Chronicles. Her newest book, Midnight Savior, is book 5 in the series, which is set in 1888 during the Autumn of Terror when Jack the Ripper terrorized the east of London. But Jack the Ripper is not just a backdrop in the story, he's one of the characters, and Ariel has set her heroine right in his path. So we have an exciting show for you tonight, and I have Ariel live here on the line. Welcome, Ariel.
Hey, Deborah, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Excellent, excellent. I've been looking forward to this.
Oh, me too, me too. Yeah. So much fun to launch a new show, and thanks for being my first guest.
Oh, thanks for asking me. I was very flattered.
Well, I'm intrigued by your story, and particularly Jack the Ripper. Oh, my goodness. What made you so interested in Jack the Ripper, and where were you when the story idea came to you?
Well, Jack the Ripper, as it is for most people who consider themselves Ripperologists, it's the mystery. Over 125 years later, we still don't know who actually committed the crimes. And I think the reason why is, you know, obviously without the fresh forensic evidence, we're probably never going to be able to solve the case. But I think a big portion of why we still haven't figured it out is that everybody has their theories. There's probably 300 of them out there. And everybody wants to be the one to find Jack the Ripper. You know, they want to be the one. So everybody who comes up with a new theory, everybody else jumps on it like a duck on a June bug. They're like, nope, that's wrong because of this and this and this and this and it, you know. And so there's 100 different reasons why, you know, we haven't solved it. So where I was when I actually came up with the idea was I was actually in England. I lived in England for a couple of years while I was in the Air Force. And so I got a lot of my story ideas from over there. So there you go.
So there's a lot of history that you've probably included in this. And
right.
How much of this, the book is realistic and how much is fiction? Have you pulled in a lot of factual things or is it primarily a jumping off point for fiction?
It is. And you know what? I'm going to actually back up a little because there was something I found out that was really, 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 really interesting when I did my research, and it's never going to make the book. So I'm going to take this opportunity to share it with everybody. How many serial killers actually come from America? And it was shocking because here I am researching about Jack the Ripper, and serial killers as a whole usually tends to come up during the search results. And I saw this Wikipedia link for a list of serial killers by country. I thought, okay, well, let me go see what Wikipedia has to say about Jack the Ripper, okay? And I thought if I clicked on serial killers by country, I could scroll down to the United Kingdom, and then I'd go ahead and find Jack the Ripper listed on there, right? So, and everybody kind of takes the stuff that goes on Wikipedia for, you know, a little bit of a grain of salt, and you got to check your resources and all that kind of stuff. But I went, when I got down to the United Kingdom, and they're listing all these countries, and they're all listed by, you know, the heading, and then they'd list all the names. And so some countries had like 2 people, and some countries had like, you know, 5 or 10 or 15. And I get down to the UK, and I was like, wow, look, there's something like 30 some people on this list. That's a lot of people, you know? Well, okay, you know, we'll be a little competitive. How about the United States? So I go down to the United States, and it doesn't list them. It actually says, main article, list of serial killers in the United States. It's got a separate freaking page. So I click the link. I click on the link. It's as long as all the other countries put together.
That's a little bit frightening.
I'm scrolling down and down and down. So I copied all the names. I put it over into Excel because I wanted to count how many are really on this list. 223 names. And those are just the convicted killers. Those are the ones that they've actually put in jail or they say, yeah, you're the one who did it. There were 37 killers who were either never convicted or the crime is still unsolved, like the Zodiac Killer. Nobody actually knows who it really was, even though they had their suspicions. So it was a little scary. It was a little scary to go, yeah. You know, it was like, you know, know, there's part of me that wanted to go, oh my gosh, this is horrible. Another part that made me go, yay, we're number one, you know.
and a lot of stories could come out of that, right?
I know, right.
Well, how long have you been researching for this book? It sounds like you've been spent really in-depth research on Jack the Ripper and assorted subjects. How long have you been researching for this particular book?
Well, if you refer to the Get Down and Dirty research I did specifically for Midnight Savior, it was probably about 8 months total, because I had to find out, even though through the years, and I mean, I've been probably studying Jack the Ripper since I was in high school.
Wow.
So that's my alternative one for years. And then, you know, the Victorian era, I've been a history buff. My mom was a history teacher, so I was kind of in that. But in regards to this research I had to do, most of the research I did was kind of general overall Victorian era, and usually in the higher class areas. What was the higher society living like? You know, the customs and, you know, the whole thing about manners, and that the Victorian era was one of the most rigid time periods ever. I mean,
right.
All the, you know, Regency and Georgian books, romance novels out there, they talk about this rigidity, but there was still a lot of the, let me see, I don't want to call it debauchery, but more along the, a lot of the sexual stuff was still kind of out in the open during those periods, during the Regency period.
Right.
There was a lot of it. When you got to the Victorian era, the collars went all the way up to the chin. Cleavage like practically disappeared. You know, the empire waist went away, and they had the corsets were brought in, and women were treated like china dolls or all kind of stuff. Unfortunately, the original idea that I had for the story, which we'll get into in a second, but the original idea I had for the story had my heroine in the higher society of London. And if I wanted to put her in the path of Jack the Ripper, there's no way that a woman of that class would ever be anywhere near the Whitechapel area. Forget it.
I see.
Not even like to go help with the soup kitchen. It just, forget
right.
it. That did not happen. So I had to take my heroine and stick her dead in the middle of the East End. And
uh-huh.
that was a whole other realm of trying to figure out what really happened. I guess one of the books that was amazingly profound was Professor William Fishman wrote a book about the East End, and it talked about a lot of stuff, and it referenced a lot of books. One I started reading, and I actually didn't get the chance to get into it because I was down on time. Jack London, the American author in the Victorian era, actually went undercover into the East End and pretended to be a vagabond and a dweller of the East End.
That's fascinating.
And wrote
wow.
about it.
I had no idea.
And it's called The People of the Abyss. If you really want to know what happened back then and the horrors of what happened in the East End, read Jack London's book. It's amazing. It's just amazing.
All right. So let's talk about your book now. What drew you to this particular story, to write this particular book, Midnight
Savior? Midnight Savior and all the books in the series, so I guess I can describe a little bit about the series as a whole. The Bonded by Blood Vampire Chronicles started out as a single novel called Bonded by Blood. And I wrote it over 20 years ago when I was living in England. I actually took a trip to Scotland, fell in love with it, and went, oh my God, I got to do this. And I was in love with Anne Rice's books at the time too. So I said, ooh, let's write about vampires, and I'll make my vampire 6'3" and Scottish and a rogue. And, you know, and I kind of threw them all into this whole situation. But I'm not going to go into major details of how it evolved through the years, but let's just say that the short story is that Bonded by Blood sat for a long time. Life got in the way, but I never stopped thinking about my obsession with vampires. Thank you, Anne Rice. And, the stories started accumulating through the years. I kept jotting down ideas of various vampire stories featuring either a vampire hero or a vampire villain with a female protagonist, and was going various routes. When I finally got around to reworking that first book, my main character, Broderick McDougall, kept telling me, that's my story, and that's my story too. Oh, and that's my story. I'm like, dude, you can't have them all. He goes, yes, I can. So I was like, okay. So that's what ended up happening is wound up stringing up all these stories together, and they're actually Broderick MacDougall's kind of journey through the century seeking his soulmate, who is reincarnated in books 3 through 6. There's 6 books planned. This is the 5th one. I've got one more left. And there's a side story I'm going to tell you here that was really freaking cool. I know we don't have a lot of time, so I'm kind of breezing through a lot of stuff. I picked the name for Broderick MacDougall over 20 years ago when I first started this. Broderick means brother in Scottish and in Gaelic, and MacDougall actually means son of the dark stranger. I thought, what a cool vampire name. Oh my gosh, cool vampire name. I got to do that, right? Of course, years later, I figured out it was probably the old version, the old Scottish Highland version of the milkman's son. Son of the dark stranger. So years later, when I finally start picking this back up again, I actually met, now at the time I was married to my first husband. Here I am, 2 divorces later, and I meet my current husband and love of my life. And my husband, Dwayne, literally is the heart and soul of Broderick MacDougall. And he starts asking me about the book, and I tell him about it, and he's like, oh, so excited. Oh, you got to get back into it. So my husband was the one who encouraged me when we were dating. He was the one who encouraged me to get this, you know, out of the mothballs and start doing it. So about 4 months into dating, we go, he wants to take me home to meet his parents. It's getting real serious. Right? And he says, hey, Dad, you know, she's writing a book and it's, you know, about vampires, blah, blah, blah. He says, well, tell me about it. And I'm like, blah, 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 blah. My main character is Broderick MacDougall. And my future father-in-law turns to me and he goes, MacDougall? And I said, yeah. And he goes, we're MacDougalls.
Oh, my goodness.
And my husband looks at me and he goes, I don't know what he's talking about. You know, he's like, I don't know. He kind of shrugs at me. And I said, what do you mean? And he says, a MacDougall married into the Henderson clan. That's my real last name. It's Henderson. A MacDougall married into the Henderson clan. So my husband is actually a descendant, a real bona fide descendant of Clan MacDougall. Talk about
that.
Meant
that's
to be,
fantastic.
Huh?
Meant to be, that's right.
Yeah,
you have
a
love story that you've written and a love story that you're living.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And he is truly the love, you know, he's my romance novel hero. Absolutely.
He's who you base your hero on. That's great.
Absolutely.
That
Absolutely.
Is great. Well, is there any particular little thing that you wish you could have found out while you were researching the book? Little question you want answered?
Yes. I want to know who Jack the Ripper was. If I knew that, I'd be rich.
That
would have been a nice thing
to
answer.
You are the go-to person if I have questions about Jack the Ripper. I'm going to keep you on my list for that one.
Well, and that's the thing that I tried. The study that I did and all that, you know, falls into the whole Ripperology. I kind of got the chance to exercise some of my knowledge, so that was fun.
Now let's be sure that we give your website, and also you have a surprise for us. I understand you have a giveaway for our listeners tonight, so could you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, I do, and if you join the giveaway, you're also joining my mailing list, so it's another way you can contact me. But 3 lucky winners will be selected to win either a $20 Amazon gift card, a $10 Amazon gift card, or a signed copy of Midnight Conquest, which is book 1 of the whole series. And everyone who signs up for my giveaway will also get an ebook copy of Frostbitten Hearts, which is a Bonded by Blood novella. It's kind of a spin-off. It's like book 4.1 in the series, but it still can be read as a standalone. It's not really going to spoil anything. And it's a great introduction into the series. So if you enter the contest, you will also be added to my VIP club, which has weekly emails with free short stories and vampire freebies and other fun stuff for readers and members only drawings. So just to enter, you got to go to authorplatformrocket.com/Ariel-Burns. That's authorplatformrocket.com/Ariel-Burns.
And before we run out of time, give us your website real quick.
It's arielburns.com, arielburns.com, arielburns.com.
All right. This has been a fascinating show. I wish we had more time because I think we could go for hours on Jack the Ripper alone. Not to mention your love story, too, with your husband. That's fascinating as well.
Yeah.
So I want to thank you for stopping by and sharing all these wonderful prizes and information, and it's been so much fun having you on the show.
Excellent. Well, thanks for having me. I love being here. It was great.
I hope you'll come back again.
Absolutely.
All right.
Thank you for joining us on Book Lights. Be sure to connect with us at readersentertainment.com for articles, blogs, videos, and podcasts that matter to readers.